Good morning. Welcome to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you this on this Tuesday morning, on this very October Tuesday morning. Wore a jacket for the first time in a while. This is, I like it. This is what it's supposed to be like in October. About to have some pumpkin spice something, I'm sure, soon this week. Right now, I'm here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and County Appraiser Greg McHenry. And gentlemen, first off, welcome.
Thank you.
Get up right close to the mic there.
Right. Morning.
Morning.
Well, let's talk about what I know everybody, what's on everybody's mind right now. Very serious thing. Star Wars trailer came out last night. I don't know. Did you guys see that?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
Not yet.
I've seen it like 5 times. Not yet today, but last night I saw it.
I saw it last night.
What'd you think?
I'm not going to jump right out and order the tickets for the...
Really?
I may go see it. I've still got a couple of other old Star Wars to go through before I can get to the new one.
Oh, you haven't seen... You've seen the originals, I'm sure. Yeah.
I am an original. Of course nobody's
going to doubt that.
I saw it at the Plaza Theater in Abilene, Kansas in 1977. I know you can't say that.
I can't.
Greg may have seen it in Concordia.
I did not exist.
Is that where you saw it, Greg?
I did.
Yeah.
Excellent movie.
Uh-huh.
You haven't seen the prequels then, probably.
I haven't seen a lot of those. No, I did see the last one.
Okay.
Whatever that one was.
Rogue One, I believe.
That's the one. I actually own it on DVD.
DVD? Oh, it's all about Blu-ray now. Actually, it's all
well,
about
Blu-ray. Same thing. Oh, it's a disc.
You are an original.
Here with the programs, Brady Bowman.
Okay. Well, let's get this back on track. Obviously, Star Wars, very important. But county business, and you guys, on yesterday, on Columbus Day, you had your annual employee training day that you guys always have at the Manhattan Fire Department headquarters.
Farm Bureau headquarters.
Farm Bureau headquarters. That's right. We've had so much going on. We had the candidate forum. That was at Manhattan Fire Department headquarters Sunday, which, by the way, if anybody missed that, you can go on our website, newsradiokman.com, and listen to that. But you had the employee training day, and I guess, Ben, just talk about the day. It's a full day for you guys, for all county employees. I know you guys usually have a inspirational speaker to start things out with in the morning. Then you have some year-end awards, and you also have some sessions in the afternoon. So I guess you can kind of just break down how the day went.
Sure. Yeah, so it's always nice each year to have a training day where all the county employees can get together from across all the different departments. And so we started out with a keynote speaker, Rick Roberts. If you've never heard of him, he does the best Barney Fife impersonation that I've ever seen.
Because what was the title to his speech?
The title was The Mayberry Method.
Okay, that makes
sense. And he was basically talking about soft skills in the workplace, good customer service, managing distractions, delegating work, but with the theme of the Andy Griffith Show and with examples from the Andy Griffith Show. And at the beginning and the end, he did a Barney Fife impersonation. And of course, he wears the khaki police deputy uniform throughout the whole thing too. So that was
really the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like he comes out that way.
Yes.
All right. Where's he from?
He lives in the Nashville area.
Okay. Okay.
His name is Rick Roberts. So.
And R-I-K.
R-I-K. Yes. Yeah. Rick.
And you had some year-end awards as well. I was going to actually try to give you a heads up on the list on that, if you had those, or maybe you just remember.
Well, we had the Employee of the Year award went to Dave. Is it Adams? Dave Adams at the Public Works Department. He oversees the monthly safety training breakfast and does some other things at the Public Works Department too. And then we also had Years of Service Awards, giving out awards to employees that have reached the 5-year mark, 10-year mark, I think 15, 20. We had one employee that reached the 40-year mark this year.
40 years.
Yes.
Wow.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Greg, but I think that was Julie Winters, the clerk for the Public Works Department.
That's a lot of time to do anything.
Right. Yeah.
Much less serve the people.
Right. It seems like nowadays people don't stick with the same company or business or employer for that long.
It is rare. My dad, he works on heavy construction equipment in Wichita and has for nearly, he has to be going on, because I'm 31, he has to be going on 35, probably nearly 40 years as far as working on the same equipment. And it's absolutely right. It's very rare.
Yeah. So we're very thankful to our employees, all the employees, but especially the ones that have served the county for many years. Let's see. Then a few other more technical things, talking about insurance and policy updates at the end of the morning. Afternoon, we had three breakout sessions, and they were arranged so everybody could get to each session once over the course of three time periods for the breakout sessions. One was reviewing the emergency action plans for the county office buildings, basically just keeping fresh in our minds, well, what do you do if there's an active shooter situation, or if there's a severe weather event, or various other types of emergencies that could happen?
And how long in advance do you plan out those sessions? Because obviously you look at those, and I saw those on the agenda, and you know, very timely subjects and something that's on everybody's mind, no matter if you're in county government, no matter what, if you're alive, basically, is, I think, the only requirement to be concerned about that right now. And is that something you guys had planned out for these sessions a while back, or is this something that you got recently added to the docket?
I honestly don't know exactly when the agenda was finalized for this. Cindy Vellante, our human resources manager, is in charge of organizing everything for the training day. I imagine it was at least a few weeks before, since the presenters
had
time to prepare.
This topic is not fresh just this year. This is something that's been on everybody's mind for a while. I mean, maybe you can maybe even say decades. I mean, when the World Trade Center was first bombed, that was, I think, the early 90s. So well, I guess talk about those sessions and kind of what you learned.
Well, let's see. I guess the other two sessions were, one was jointly presented by a Kansas Highway Patrolman and the RCPD officer about suspicious packages, people, and vehicles, and just being on the alert about those things. So kind of similar to emergency preparedness talk. And the last one was about customer service, how to deal with an irate customer, citizen, or employee. And that was presented by our county counselor, Clancy Holman. I appreciated going to all of them. It's
all very related to each other.
Yes, it's good to keep those in mind. And regardless of what department you're in the county, whether you're a commissioner or on the road crew or doing the tax collection in the treasurer's office, you've got to have good customer service skills and be willing to be able to deal with upset constituents. And it's always good to review those sorts of things and be prepared.
Brady Bowman here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and County Appraiser Greg McHenry. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, give us a call, 785-537-1350. Get involved in the conversation. And gentlemen, going back to those sessions, and Greg, you checked out those sessions as well, right?
Yes, all of the county departments to participate in it, and I think it's a great opportunity to get everyone in the county that, you know, we're spread out among multiple locations now, but to get everyone in one location and feel like you're all a part of the same team, hearing the same information, getting the same training, it's turned out to be a very valuable tool, I think, for the county.
And I think when you talk about irate customers, you know, the big story, state news story out of the last few weeks out of Wichita, that man that was behind, I think, $400,000 in his taxes, and he goes to a Wichita tax office and shoots somebody. So this is stuff that's definitely on your guys' mind, because this is you guys deal with this stuff.
Yeah, it can happen anywhere. And so it's important to be prepared.
As far as some of those preparations to take, you know, I think I noticed it at the city offices a lot. They put in a lot of security measures, like that the main office, when you go into City Hall, that used to be all open space, but now it's, I think, double-sided bulletproof glass now. You look at the courthouse, all the security you guys have done there. Any other security changes on the horizon to, I guess, be prepared for some stuff like that?
I don't think we have any particular plans for those sorts of improvements at the other county office buildings. Let's see, we do have like a phone system where we can send an emergency alert, well, either by text to personal cell phones of the employees, or someone can have like a live voice message that gets broadcast to all the telephones in the office or in the building.
One of the things I felt was good for us to hear as department heads, particularly the Pat Collins session, we talked about the updated plan for crises, you know, anything from a fire or tornado or something like that to an active shooter in the building or the vicinity. And we have a county plan, but Pat really emphasized the need to make sure that we customize a plan within our offices. So I'll be spending some time this week updating a plan for our office that's, you know, very specific to our folks. You know, where would we go if we need to evacuate the building? Where's our meeting place? How do we account for everyone? How do we get access to our data, you know, if there was a fire, and get those services up and running again? You know, we have a county plan, but it's important that each office develop one too. Pat really emphasized that, and I think that was a good takeaway from his session.
Not every office is the same, right? Every building's
a little different. Right. So
let's go ahead and go to our first break this hour of In Focus. We'll come back with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and County Appraiser Greg McHenry. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is